Hello and welcome to the August 4th, 2026 Annals of Internal Medicine podcast. I'm Dr. Christine Lane, Annals Editor-in-Chief, and I'm here to give you a quick summary of what's new on annals.org. I know our listeners are busy, so let's get right to the new articles. Let's begin with an important special article from the American College of Physicians Immunization Committee. Vaccination is one of the most impactful medical innovations in modern times, saving over 150 million lives over the past 50 years. Unfortunately, decision-making about immunizations remains challenging for the American public and for healthcare professionals. In the absence of a scientifically valid federal vaccine guideline process, the American College of Physicians supports evidence-based immunization schedules developed by our partner U.S. medical societies. In March of this year, ACP supported the 2026 American Academy of Pediatrics Pediatric Immunization Schedule. In May, the ACP Immunization Committee reviewed the 2026 American Academy of Family Physicians and American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology immunization schedules and has unanimously voted to support these guidelines. The only major change in the schedules from the last published schedule supported by the American College of Physicians for adults and pregnant women is to recommend RSV immunization of adults 50 to 74 years old with high-risk conditions. Previous recommendations advised RSV vaccination for persons 60 to 74 years old. Go to annals.org for the full immunization schedule. Staying on the topic of vaccination, the next article reports a study that estimates the societal economic burden of measles outbreaks. The cost analysis uses a societal perspective and includes three types of costs: costs related to public health response, direct medical care, and productivity losses. The researchers used data from 9 counties in New Mexico experiencing a measles outbreak during February through September 2025. That included 100 confirmed measles cases, 205 exposed contacts, and 133 public health responders. The overall societal cost was estimated to be about $5.4 million U.S. dollars, or $53,522 per case, or $1,817 per contact. While costs may be over or underestimated due to incomplete reporting, use of insurance data rather than actual medical costs, exclusion of certain direct medical costs, and assumptions for productivity losses, this analysis offers important insights to policymakers and public health professionals for strengthening outbreak preparedness. This study also highlights the societal value of protecting communities from vaccine-preventable diseases like measles, which can be effectively prevented through high vaccination coverage. Next is a commentary on a very different potential public health issue: the global transition from incandescent and halogen lighting to light-emitting diodes, or LED lights. This transition has been viewed as an energy efficiency triumph. In U.S. homes, LEDs now predominate for indoor lighting. Yet light is not merely illumination, it is an environmental exposure. Conventional white LEDs differ from thermal sources not only by using less electricity, but by concentrating output while emitting little red or near infrared light. The commentary authors note potential adverse consequences of this spectral shift and argue for rigorous investigation now that narrow spectrum lighting is increasingly becoming the default exposure indoors. Another new commentary argues that the growing use of artificial intelligence chatbots for health information by patients reflects both health system strain and a broader shift in how patients seek information. Recent data suggests that almost one-third of U.S. adults used AI for health information or advice over the past year. Reported reasons for turning to AI rather than human clinicians include lack of timely appointments, lack of a regular physician, lack of affordable care, and lack of confidence that the healthcare system would be able to address their needs. The author acknowledges the safety concerns of using AI for health advice, but says that simply warning patients about the risk associated with AI misses the deeper issue. The author says that patients often choose chatbots because they are instantly available, and shortcomings of the healthcare system, like billing issues, prior authorization, and difficult portal communication, are increasingly pushing patients towards chatbot use. The commentary calls for policy and governance surrounding AI use in healthcare, but says that regulation will not mitigate AI risks unless the U.S. also addresses structural healthcare issues that lead patients to turn to AI. International medical graduates are a large and important group of physicians caring for people in the U.S. A new History of Medicine article about international medical graduates in the U.S. navigates the reader through the winding history of immigration laws and licensure requirements that international medical graduates have faced. 40% of U.S. adults have obesity, a complex condition determined by genetics, behavior, environment, and other modifiable and non-modifiable factors. Obesity is associated with comorbidities, including type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, and some cancers, and may increase the severity of communicable illnesses such as influenza. Treatments for obesity include behavioral modification, pharmacotherapy, and surgical procedures, but high cost and coverage restrictions are a substantial barrier for many patients. In a new position paper, the American College of Physicians offers recommendations on how policymakers can increase affordability and accessibility of obesity treatments for adults and address modifiable factors that contribute to obesity like diet and physical activity. ACP also recommends efforts to increase access to healthy food and curb the proliferation of unhealthy, highly processed foods. Population health strategies for addressing obesity are also discussed. That brings us to the end of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I hope I've piqued your interest enough to go to annals.org to read some of the new articles I've highlighted here. Thanks to Beth Jenkinson, Andrew Langman, and Bernie Turner for their technical support.